When Rodney Esser started working at Park Elementary School in Cross Plains, a carton of school milk cost about 3 cents. It was 1965, and the school building was still under construction.
Esser, better known as Mr. Peanuts, has been cleaning the hallways and classrooms and mentoring students ever since. Over his long career, he's worked with 7 different principals and about 15,000 students.
But he is more than a custodian. He often helps struggling students find their way, and each child is welcome to a high five and a hug as they walk the halls.
Mr. Peanuts is retiring on this last day of school. Events are planned to celebrate his decades of service and contributions to this village in Dane County.
To hear more about his legacy and influence on the Cross Plains community, we have Mr. Peanuts himself. Welcome to the program.
I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so glad to meet you wonderful people.
Where did Mr. Peanuts, the nickname, come from?
Well, I've been asked that quite often. Apparently, when I was born, I was just a little bit of a baby. I don't remember it, even though I was there. But the thing is that as they always say, which they do today yet, oh, he's just a little peanut.
Yeah.
And so that name stuck. Well, then when I started working for the school systems, they said, we better change that to Mr. Peanuts. So that's how Mr. Peanuts came about.
You started this job more than a half century ago. Times have changed a lot. How did you get into it?
That's very interesting. I'm glad you asked that question. When I came out of the service, we were farming the land. We didn't own it. We worked it on halves, on shares, with the president of the bank across Plains, Mr. Tubbs. Well, what I didn't know while I was gone to the service, that he said to the school board, yes, you can buy the land under one condition. And the condition is what? That Mr. Peanuts goes with the land. So really, this is a job I never applied for. Yeah. To this day, I've never applied for it. And so consequently, I'm just sticking it out, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. That's why retirement to me, I don't look at it like a lot of people would, and I know I'm going to miss it. I know I'm going to miss it.
Such a heartwarming job.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
You're so much more than a custodian. You're a mentor to these kids. They see you every day in the hallways, and you develop these beautiful friendships. Can you talk a little bit about this experience of having a bond with these students and helping them through tough times?
Oh, yeah. Some of these issues that I have to deal with are a little bit over my head, you know, and I kind of figure out I do it my own way. Mm. I'm not going to try and impress anybody by doing it. You know, my ways are not professional. Mm. Mine come from the heart. And if I can connect with the heart of a child and try to see the world through their eyes, that's what made the connection with the kids and I, and also with the staff and I.
Hi, students. How you doing, guys? You're here for an interview, huh?
As we go around the corner, you may find that might be just a nice place to do the interview.
Does that sound good? You guys want to go talk over there? Is that all right?
Sure.
All right.
I'm Ellery Long, and I'm 7 years old. He's put his whole, life into Park School and his whole career. He's very nice, and we should all appreciate him for what he does. The Park School would never be the same without Mr. Peanuts, and I don't want him to leave.
Ethan Wobbs, and I am 10. So, when people think about it, he is the custodian, really, but he's also, the king of Park School, and he, owns it. And the fact that he shares it with everyone around him is just amazing. And I'm going to miss him when he is going to be leaving, and that will be sad.
I bet you see generations of families, and I notice that you call them my kids. I wonder, do you feel like they become a bit like children to you over the years?
I never thought of it like that, but you're absolutely right. Yeah. Yeah, my daughters went to school there. My grandchildren went to school there. And my kids. And I also referred to it, I've been told this, you refer to it as my school. And he says, you take a look at it, and it's evident because the curb appeal tells you what you can expect outside the school or inside the school, either way.
I understand that when it snows heavily, you're at school, you know, well before the time you normally would start, and that you've never taken a sick day. How do you stay so healthy and with so much energy?
That's God's plan. Yeah. I put some long days in and long hours in there, and I donate a lot of my time and things like that just because it's home to me. It's home to me, and it's my family.
And that's what keeps you going.
Yeah, it does. It does. And when we have a snow day, the kids are so excited about the snow day. When they come back, we've put the snow, and I have it put in certain places, well, for a number of reasons. The main reason is for drainage once it starts to thaw.
Sure.
But the other thing is it's also for their entertainment. And these kids, they crawl up these big banks of snow, and they slide down it. They play King of the Hill. They push each other down. And to see kindergartners and up to fourth graders doing this, you go home at night smiling. You come back in the morning the same way.
And you've climbed many a ladder to get balls down from the roof, I understand.
Oh, you heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking with Mr. Peanuts, also goes by Rodney Esser, about his 61 years of service at Park Elementary School's head custodian in Cross Plains. That's a village in Dane County. You plan to volunteer at the school starting in October. So a little bitty break after retirement, small break, and then come back. What will you be doing? What's your vision?
Well, when I come back, I'll be working with special needs kids. And there's so many things that I see from my viewpoint that others don't see. And I'm working with the principal, and I'm also working with the educational coach. And we're going to come up with a plan. And then I'll start there on the 1st of October.
What are some things that you see in a child who is struggling that others... support systems around that child might not see?
Attitude. It doesn't take too long to figure out the kid's attitude and also what the kid is short of. Mm. And if he's short of some kind of love and wants to, that's, they're pretty quiet at first. Mm. But kind of figure out what they would like to do and be happy and proud of what they just did. So in my line of business, I use machines and things like that, and they're always impressed with the one that is the big floor scrubber, which we call a Zamboni.
I was going to say, you're a Zamboni, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they are so impressed on that, but yet they're afraid of it, you know? So once I get up in the cafeteria, which is every day, I make the rounds with them, and they kind of walk alongside and things like that. And finally, I see a different expression on their face that tells me, boy, I would like to try that. And so I ask them if they'd like to try it. And they says, yeah, they would. And I'll limit that to fourth graders.
Okay.
But anyway, they'll come along then, and finally walk with them. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a day-by-day thing because you make a wrong turn with that and we're in trouble.
Sure.
Yeah.
It also reminds me that the job of a custodian is varied and you have to be a problem solver, I would imagine, that there are so many things that come up that you have to figure out. Is that so? Is that right?
Oh, you couldn't be more right. Yeah, and not only it's the behind-the-scene things that I end up doing that people don't even know I'm doing. Mm. And a lot of it has to do with the heating, venting, and air conditioning.
What's your name, ma'am?
Nicole Cartman.
Okay, and what do you do here?
I am a first-grade teacher at Park.
Oh, and how long have you worked with Mr. Peanuts?
Oh, Mr. Peanuts and I have worked together, I think, 17 years.
Wow.
He was here a few more before me. Just a few. Peanuts, I have a question. Who sends you the most texts that they're hot or cold all day long?
Nicole Cartman, room 145.
I am going to have to learn to adjust better to temperature change because Peanuts is so good about putting it up a degree or taking it down a degree. And sometimes it's multiple times in a day. I think the biggest interactions when we come for lunch every day, the kindergartners are up here every single day already getting ready to go out for recess. And Peanuts has so much to do, like, in the cafeteria to get ready for the next group to come in, but he's always stopping and helping little ones zip their jackets, get their gloves on, do their hats. Like, every single day he's doing that. And he's probably happy that it's warmer now and he doesn't have to do that.
The little tiny zippers.
I know, but you do it.
We get it done.
We get it done. He's working hard.
Preston Rodriguez and I teach third grade. So I remember when I came to interview at Park School and they were talking about somebody named Peanuts. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was maybe a dog or something. And then it turned out to be a real person, a grown man. And he was just super friendly right away. He's friendly with everybody, even if he doesn't know you yet. And you feel like you're his friend as soon as you do. But since then, yeah, the polka parties, the recognitions, National Custodian of the Year. It's just been all those wonderful things to remember by, but it's really the day-to-day stuff. The hello, how you doing, Preston? And, you know, my family is from Michigan, and my dad always asks, how's Mr. Peanuts doing? How is he? And it's just, yeah, the day-to-day stuff is really what matters the most.
You are 86 years old. Do you have a piece of advice for anyone who is nearing retirement and nearing this change in life?
Yeah, I said, as long as you stay active, as long as you like what you do, and as long as you, there's lots of things that you wish you didn't have to do, but those are things that you learn from. Mm. And you can go into a building, you know, and you can pretty much sense what needs to be done with the kids and, you know, what's best for the kids. And it gives you a good feeling to do something that's best for the kids. Mm. I couldn't ask for it any better. I don't know what it's like in any other places because I've never worked with kids in any other places. Mm-hmm. But to have my own school family, that's so heartwarming to walk in there and you don't even let the door close behind you and people are coming up to you and they're hugging you and they're just sharing their love for being there.
That's where your heart is and that's where your home is.
And what I do is my gym teacher, I stop in there quite often, and he's got the kids ready, and he's talking with them and everything, and he'll welcome me in there, and he'll say, you got anything for the kids today, Mr. Peanuts? I says, I do. I says, have they worked hard today and this week so far? And the kid says, yes, we have. Well, if it's going to be a Friday or a Monday off, I'll start this like about 2 days before that. I says, if you work hard tomorrow, I'm going to give you 3 days off. Well, the kids get so excited about that. And at kindergarten and first grade, they don't understand that.
They haven't looked at the school calendar.
No, but the fourth graders got me figured out. You know?
I bet.
So, yeah, that's it. But we have fun. We have fun doing it.
Yeah. You make smiles.
Well, and not only that, but it has a ripple effect that if, let's say, don't respect the cleanliness and the sanitation in the building, the teachers say, now, who do you suppose has to clean that up if you don't? And right away, they'll say, Mr. Peanuts. Well, you think he wants to do that? No. I mean, my building's pretty
immaculate.
Easy. Yeah. Yeah.
What is it going to be like to put the mop bucket away for the last time or to put the floor buffing machine away for the last time and be able to walk out of the school?
That's an interesting question. That's a very interesting question. You know what? I don't have a visual or even a feel for that. And that's why I volunteered to come back. So someday I'll have to face that. You're absolutely right. But for the most part, knowing that I have a place to come back to after I do my ranching and things like that, and still work with kids, but at a totally different level. I won't be working at a level that requires maintenance and things like that. I'll be working with a level that's more to make the kids happy, to see what they see through their eyes. I'm looking for that.
Well, this has been an absolute pleasure. Mr. Peanuts, thank you for joining us.
This has been such a great pleasure. I've so looked forward to coming in here and being a part of this here.
Rodney Esser, better known as Mr. Peanuts, is a custodian at Park Elementary School in Cross Plains, retiring after 61 years of service. Producer Mackenzie Crummy went to Park Elementary earlier this spring to talk with students and staff about what Mr. Peanuts has meant to the school community.